This is Mike Clark with Showbiz Radio, and I am backstage at the Port City Playhouse's rehearsal of To Jillian on her 37th birthday. And tonight I am talking with Amanda Lenhart, who plays the role of Jillian. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for talking with me.
So you are the title role in the show. Who is Jillian?
Jillian is the wife of David, and Jillian actually appears in the play as a ghost because she's dead.
Is she really a ghost, or is she just in his imagination? We don't want to give too much of the show away, but...
It's actually a really good question. It's something that we've been thinking about as we've been working through the character and how to play the character on stage. Is she really a ghost? Is she there, or is she not there? Is she a figment of his imagination, or is she a creation of everybody's minds? Or is she an independent entity? And I think we've kind of hit on that she's a little of all those things, that she comes out of people's minds, but that she also is still independent.
Has it been hard getting into the mindset of a ghost or inside someone that's inside David's mind, something like that? Has that been tricky? Or?
You know, I think certainly every character has its challenges. I think what's interesting for me isn't even so much that Jillian is a ghost, though that does provide some challenges, because when you're acting, a lot of it is about reacting to other people who are giving you something back on stage by making eye contact. And because 3/4 of the cast can't see me, I don't get that kind of eye contact on stage. And so that certainly provides a challenge. But in terms of embodying a ghost character, I actually been focusing more on sort of who was Jillian, who is Jillian as an independent individual, and how do you act that on stage and all of her good and bad qualities.
So is she like you or is she unlike you in real life?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think every character is like you on some level. That's how you act that character, is by finding the parts of that person inside yourself and pulling them out and displaying them on stage. And sometimes that's having to go down and find parts of yourself that you like, and sometimes it's having to go and find parts of yourself that you don't like. And then I think in cases where you feel very different from the character, I draw upon people that I know who remind me of her. Friends in my life, or non-friends, or enemies, or people I've met, and thinking about them and how they act, and I pull from that to embody the character.
So you've only got one person in the show you really directly can talk with. Has that been challenging?
The person who plays the character of David, Dan, is great. So on one level, it's, you know, my interactions with him are like interactions with any scene partner. Of course, not being able to make eye contact during other major scenes that I'm in is challenging. But certainly, Dan has made it easy to work with him. So, no, I wouldn't say it's been too hard.
And then what about that relationship with him? Are you married? Do you have things like that that helps you with the relationship on stage?
Am I personally married? And so I think about that. I'm not personally married, but I've had, long-term relationships. And you think about, sure, you draw upon them. And when you think about what it's like to be in a long-term relationship, what it's like to lose someone that you love. So, you know, certainly my character, even though, you know, she sort of stopped in time, that doesn't mean that she stops feeling and doesn't realize her situation. Of course she does. And so I'm somebody who's experienced loss as well. And so thinking about what it's like to lose somebody, what would it be like if you suddenly couldn't talk to your daughter anymore, or touch your daughter, or kiss your husband goodnight. You know, thinking about what that means, you know, you draw upon your other experiences of loss, whether that's the death of somebody that you love, or the loss of a breakup of a relationship, or any number of things.
What's the theme of the show? Is it loss? Is it getting over loss?
I think the theme of the show is about overcoming grief. It's about moving forward. It's about the celebration of the good in life and of life as an affirmative experience, at least from my perspective. You know, the goal of my character is for my husband to be happy. I love him and I want him to be happy, and so therefore my goal is to push him back into life instead of having him be in this sort of limbo of grief.
Switching gears a little bit, how do you learn your lines? Everybody I've talked to has had a very different way of doing that.
I learn my lines by repetition. I either speak them aloud or read them over and over. And I actually have a tendency to do it at the gym, because I find that physical movement in combination with learning the lines somehow sort of solidifies them in my mind a little bit better. So I learned that trick in the last show that I did, and I have put it to use in this one as well.
Are you wanting to continue doing acting as like a career? Or is it a hobby? Where does it fit into your life?
Well, I think it's certainly a hobby at this point, something I enjoy very much and I feel very strongly and passionate about, but it's something that I've kind of come back to. I did a lot of theater in high school and even as a child and stopped then and have sort of returned to it as an adult in the past few years.
What would your role you would just kill to do, what would that part be?
It's really tough. I mean, I love Shakespeare, and I love a lot of the sort of Shakespearean heroines and the challenges that they provide. But actually, the roles that I would love to have would be roles that challenge me, that push me, that make me get out of my comfort zone and force me to be people that I'm not. I really enjoy playing villains, because I think the challenge in those roles is to understand that person and where they come from and find the humanity inside somebody who's evil or mean. That's really kind of fun.
Do you interact with Rachel in the show?
We don't speak. I look at her, but she doesn't look at me, and I hug her.
I don't like your character. I like it at the beginning, but at the end, I really don't like Jillian.
Yeah.
But I think she's pretty selfish.
I think that's absolutely right. I think my character is not... That's the beauty of the experience of this character, of her being in the show, is that she's set up as this icon, this sort of paragon of love and sort of womanly devotion, and she's got a career, she's got a child, and then you sort of, it's unraveled, the picture, you know, phrase, and you realize, oh wait, she's a human being, she's definitely not perfect. I think she's selfish to a certain extent. I think that she's ambitious and flawed and imperfect and a reluctant mother, but I do think that ultimately she's trying to be true to herself, and she never tries to be anybody who she's not. And I admire that about the character, even if I don't necessarily like her.
Okay, well, one thing I have asked other people is the character workshop that you all did a few weeks ago. Have you ever done anything like that before?
Not quite that format. I have done, in the previous show that I did, we did some character work where we were asked to go home and write documents about the person, about the character, and what we thought sort of underpinning some of their decisions and their choices that they made in the show. And so, and we also had to do research on the character historically. I have done a little bit of that, and I find it very helpful. But I'm the kind of person who likes that sort of thing anyway, so I find that part fun.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me. I appreciate you taking the time.
Great. Thanks for chatting with me. It was great.